Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Baroque composers found that many stories from antiquity were good candidates for musical settings. Yet few were more interesting than those that centered on women's trials of love and romance. The good, the bad, and the wronged are the focus on this week's Harmonia as we look at the stories of deserted women. We'll also listen to the debut release of the young British vocal ensemble Stile Antico.
Infelice.
We've heard the final two movements from Handel's cantata Armida Abbandonata, a setting of the story of Armida, who, after being left by her lover Rinaldo, calls for the sea to avenge her by drowning him. The cantata ends with her being torn between a lingering desire for him and contempt for what he did, a familiar story for the wronged women from epic tales and mythology. Baroque cantatas covered a broad range of love themes, but none was more powerful or dramatic than the story of the abandoned woman. Originating in antiquity, these stories centered around celebrated women, both mortal and divine. Take the story of Medea, who's left for another woman by her husband Jason. When composer Antonio Caldara set the story, he put a little twist on it. Medea actually gets to confront Jason at the beginning of the cantata by jogging his memory of everything she did for him to get the golden fleece. Seeing that her words are futile, she gives up and calls for revenge from the underworld. We'll hear the beginning of Caldara's Medea in Corinto.
Mi guardi e non rispondi. guardi sdegnoso, né vuoi che i miei lamenti turbino il nuovo tuo stato amoroso. Già son in corpo, arresta il passo e senti. Io già so che li creò terreni di corrento fuori. Misero amanta mia, stringer teco in consorte che la sua regia prole. Ma tu non mi dicesti che io s'annettea, che io posso fermar di fiumi il corso, privar di luce il sole, e dai regni di parte chiamar l'ombre di furie in mio soccorso.
Oh.
That was the beginning of Medea in Corinto by Antonio Caldara. It was performed by Gerard Lenne, contralto, and Il Seminario Musicale. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're looking at the deserted women from mythology and epic tales. Georg Philipp Telemann was in his 80s when he took to setting the story of Ino, where we find that the goddess Hera has made Ino's husband Athamas insane. He then tries to kill both of their children, but Ino manages to rescue one of them and jumps into the sea. She and her son are saved from drowning by the Tritons and Neptune, who transform the two into gods. Telemann begins his solo cantata with Ino and son at the cliff's edge, just as she's about to jump. We'll hear soprano Roberta Alexander as Ino, accompanied by Consentus Musicus Vien.
Thanks.
we heard the beginning of Telemann's Cantata Aino, performed by soprano Roberta Alexander and the Concentus Musicus Vienne. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're listening to the voices of wronged women from the Baroque. Stories of deserted women are not necessarily limited to antiquity. For the Londoners of Restoration England, all they had to do was go to the theater. There they would encounter situations in which mad songs would find their way into the spoken drama in order to drive home a point. The voices of these contemporary anonymous women were a far cry from the celebrated ones of epic tales, but no less tragic. We'll hear Henry Purcell's From Silent Shades, where a schizophrenic Bess begs for the return of her love. After that, we'll listen to John Blow's Lysander, I Pursue in Vain, where a slightly more stable Belinda yearns after her absent Lysander.
Departed spirits back shall know.
Did you not see my love as he passed by you? His two flaming eyes, if he come nigh you, they will scorch up your hearts. Ladies, beware you, lest he should dart a glance that way and snare ye. Hark, hark, I hear old Karen boom, his boat he will no longer stay.
Oh,
Two mad songs, John Blow's Lysander I Pursue in Vain, as performed by soprano Catherine Bott, and David Roblew, harpsichord. And before that, we heard Nancy Argenta, soprano, Nigel North, archlute, Richard Boothby, viol, and Paul Nicholson, harpsichord, in a performance of Purcell's From Silent Shades. Of the many famous stories about abandoned women, Ariadne's fate seems to be one of the most popular, having been set by composers from the beginning of the Baroque through the 18th century. The story of Ariadne seems familiar. She helps her husband overcome great difficulty, only to be abandoned once his interest strays. The French composer Philippe Courbois begins his cantata on the island of Naxos sometimes after she's been ditched. Just as despair seems to overwhelm her, Bacchus comes to the rescue. Finally, a happy ending. We'll hear an excerpt from Courbois' Ariane. It is performed by soprano Agnès Mellon and Barcarolle. Thank you.
Il perfido désir perd la mémoire et tout son cœur se
Music from the opera Ariane by Philippe Courbois, sung by Agnès Mellon and the ensemble Barcarolle. Our recent release of the week features Stile Antico, a young vocal ensemble from England, in their debut album entitled Music for Compline. The recording focuses on the music of John Shepherd, William Byrd, and Thomas Tallis. We'll hear Shepherd's In Pace in Idipsum.
Thank you.
From a new CD on the Harmonia Mundi label called Music for Compline, we heard the British ensemble Stile Antico performing John Shepherd's setting of the responsory In Pace in Idipsum. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin-McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.